This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Great to be chatting to you this afternoon again, Jan.
It's great to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
So very interesting that the first story we were going to talk about today was Telkom, the fact that they're getting hammered, according to mybroadband.co.za, and Benjamin De Wet, our listener in the Magaliesberg, saying he's now 100% Telkom.
Okay, 100% in what way?
Everything. He's converted. He's got connection and connectivity.
Has he moved his stock portfolio over to Telkom? That might be the problem here. So the hammering we were talking about was the stock price,
yes,
which is down 12% today.
Why?
Today. Now,
why?
Now that's the kind of movement you see in crypto. The Telkom's price seemed to do relatively well in the lead up to its results announcement because it was showing very impressive performance in terms of headline earnings per share. And then the results came out and the market was just completely disappointed. Now, to put things in context, if you look in the past month, Telkom share price is trading up. If you look over the past 6 months, it's, you know, Telkom is doing well, like long term, except, you know, over the last 5 years, the stock price is down 22%, right? So it depends on what time period you're looking over, as with any stock price. But if you just kind of look at what happened today, they were punished for the results they published today. And it's because of the only business in the Telkom stable that was doing relatively well was their cellular business and the related towers and masts business. Everything else was bleeding. It's enterprise and IT services business, BCX. It's fixed line business in particular, I think, is what people were perhaps waking up to, even though we've been writing about it for years. But the fixed line business looked really bad. And the market's unfortunately punished Telkom for it. You know what? That's not necessarily a bad thing, because Telkom's fixed line business taking a beating right now. We've got some numbers up on the site and we'll do a more in-depth article tomorrow, but it's a sign of a competitive marketplace. Telkom used to own the fixed line segment,
sure,
and it no longer does. It's got very stiff competition from the likes of Vumatel and then other players in the market as well. Octatel, Frogfoot, Metro Fiber, all strong contenders to Telkom now, where before 2014, when Vumatel came on the scene, none of these companies were really aggressively competing with Telkom, but there was a major shift in the South African market towards fiber around the time that Vumatel burst on the scene, and all of a sudden Telkom has had to sing for its supper. It's no longer, you know, the only sure, fixed line game in town. And that's a great thing for the consumer, even if it's a bad thing for the telecom investor.
And staying on economic related issues, load shedding and the petrol price.
Yes, we just had a frustrating media session with Eskom. Frustrating for us, I think it was quite positive overall. They fielded a lot of in-depth and hard-hitting questions,
yeah,
but they snubbed us, and so I'm going to be sore about that for a while. I'm not a man of halted grudge or anything, but you'll be hearing that from me for the next 2 weeks. The load shedding is bad, it's going to get worse. The fuel price is bad and it's going to get worse. I wish I had better news for people, but the latest we've got is that the fuel price is going to 20 rand a liter, petrol price is going to 20 rand a liter, and that load shedding is going to get a lot worse before it can get better because of Eskom's aging fleet and André de Ruyter facing a lot of criticism from all quarters, people calling him out of his depth, some even going so far as to say he's not competent. He doesn't have the necessary background or knowledge to be running Eskom, and that's part of the reason for the fact that Eskom is facing its worst load shedding in history at the moment. Eskom, of course, has a different version of events, and I hope that Eskom's version of events is truer than the people criticizing De Ruyter, because if Eskom's explanation, which is that, you know, the coal generating fleet that they inherited were in an incredibly bad state and they will fix them, but it's going to take time and money and eventually things will get better, then that's a positive. But if the other people are right, then what we're looking at is pretty much a spiraling ESCOM with increasing and increasing stages of load shedding until all of us eventually generate our own power via solar panels or something like that to break our dependence on ESCOM. The petrol price, interesting set of commentary from a university professor, a Stellenbosch University professor, saying we could easily be paying R3.50 to R4 per litre less per litre if the government would scrap the road accident fund levy and slash the protected profits. I don't know how many people know this, but the wholesale and retail profit margins for petrol is regulated. And so what some quarters are calling for is not just for that to be reduced, but to be deregulated entirely so that we can have some pricing competition in the country.
Jan, I don't know what to do with the information that you've given me today. You know, we all wake up and we make a conscious decision that we're going to be positive and that things are going to get better. But this ESCOM story is a serious, serious story.
Yeah. Do you want to maybe talk about new features coming to WhatsApp?
Do that quickly. Do that for me in a minute. Yes, yes. I want to forget about everything you've just told me.
So WhatsApp is working on a new communities feature. And in short, what they're looking at doing is like a group of groups. So you'll have a larger community that houses several groups. And that could actually even set it up to compete with the likes of enterprise communications tools like Microsoft Teams and Slack and tools that gamers use like Discord, which operate on a very similar principle. You've got like a server, and under that server, you've got separate channels. And so, yeah, some interesting developments on the WhatsApp front, some new features coming our way. And I hope people are excited about that and not afraid of change.
Just a pity that we need electricity to charge our phones. Otherwise, that would have been all great. We're going to leave it there, Jan. Thank you so much. Well, I don't really know if I mean that today, but thank you anyway.
Have a great afternoon.
Cheers.